For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. When it comes to Memphis weather, sometimes it seems like anything is possible, including one particularly cold-blooded weather event from over a century ago. Pierre Kimsey has this story.
Benjamin Schott, a meteorologist for the National Weather Service here in Memphis, sits at his desk looking at the data coming across his computer screen.
At the same time, there was a significant winter weather event going across the northern plains into the Great Lakes.
I guess you could call this retrocasting because I've asked him to go back in the archives and pull up the weather conditions from a long time ago.
We have records that go well back into the 1870s.
Which was perfect because I wanted the weather for January the 15th, 1877.
And a very strong cold front approaching the Memphis area on that afternoon. All that in play produced thunderstorms and heavy rainfall across the area.
Well, it was enough of a noteworthy weather event that while doing research, historian Wayne Dowdy uncovered accounts describing the storm's ferocity.
The city suffered, particularly in the area of South Memphis, suffered a very violent rainstorm, slashing winds and rain.
But it's what happened at Vance Avenue between Lauderdale and Gosley that has had people scratching their heads for 138 years.
Thousands of snakes suddenly appeared on the ground. And it looked to many like it had rained snakes that day.
Yeah, you heard right. A nest of several thousand brown snakes interwoven like reptilian spaghetti and moon sliming their way down Vance Avenue. Why any God-fearing man or woman standing on their stoop that afternoon would not have been able to wrap their mind around what they might have done to so heartily offend the Almighty.
A resident of Vance Avenue took a jar and he scooped up a bunch of the snakes and took it to the Public Ledger newspaper office and said, look at this. And they're like, oh, this is a great story.
No less a journalistic institution than the New York Times reported on the story, as did the Scientific American, who, by the way, devoted a respectable amount of space to the matter. Only problem was that the central premise of a ton of snakes being carried along in a wispy rain cloud just didn't pass the stink test. As luck would have it, the federal government had a weather observer stationed here in 1877 who was sent out to investigate.
So he talked to several residents. No one said that they saw the snakes falling from the sky.
Turns out that everybody may have been looking in the wrong direction. Ben Schott at the Weather Service even began looking at data from the day before.
Well, on the 14th, we did receive close to about a half an inch of rain here in the Memphis area. So, and we received rain in a couple of days even prior, and therefore the ground was fairly saturated already.
138 years ago, that weather investigator began to see ground saturation as a possible culprit.
This area of South Memphis, Vance and Causey over in there, had recently been developed, and the streets were in very poor shape. Probably the snakes' hiding places had been upset even before the rainstorm, and that the storm had upset it further.
And that seemed like the most rational explanation for the entire event. But there are always some people who just aren't satisfied, like the Englishman Charles Hoy Fort, who claimed to be a scientist, and who offered up his theory in the Philadelphia Public Ledger on July the 27th, 1924. I shared it with Wayne Dowdy. My suggestion, he said, is that between this Earth and other worlds, there may be definite currents to which living things in other worlds respond migratorily. What Fort seems to be saying here is that the snakes flew through outer space and then ended up on Vance.
And of course, I guess that's you can't prove that or disprove it, so if you want to believe it, you can.
Reporting for WKNO News, this is Pierre Kimsey.